Dr. Marketing Tips, paging Dr. Marketing Tips. Dr. Marketing Tips, you're needed in the marketing department.
Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Podcast, your prescription to the answers you seek to grow your medical practice easier, better, and faster. This show is all about connecting practice administrators and medical marketing professionals with peers working in practices, learning from experiences, making mistakes, and sharing successes. Let's get started.
Hey there. Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Podcast. I am Jennifer.
And I'm Corey.
Today, we're going to talk about something that is everybody's favorite thing, because to all those practice managers out there, a lot of times we know this is what you think is the only thing that marketing does, and that is social media. So today we thought we would discuss kind of what's changing with social media this year and kind of give you a heads up on everything it is that you need to know.
Yeah. So the big thing, I think, for the beginning of the year, as we're rolling this episode out and as the COVID vaccine starts to roll out, safety is going to be the big focus again. So when it comes to whatever your content, your editorial calendar is going to be, when it comes to social media, it's okay to, again, continue to talk about safety, especially in quarter one and into quarter two. People aren't paying attention to what you're posting until they need to pay attention, meaning that they may be a fan of yours, a follower of yours on Facebook or Instagram or what have you, but they're not necessarily checking every single thing that you post until they have an appointment coming up. So it's okay to kind of continually showcase and discuss what you're doing to keep patients safe. Like I said, especially as this vaccine continues to roll out.
Yeah, and I think I'll beat this horse, even though it's already on the ground. But I mean, the MGMA put out a survey last year, later in the year, and it said something like 87% of patients are rescheduling appointments if they don't feel safe. And so we know, based on real data of what are the highest click-through rates on email newsletters, what are people looking at on pages, they're paying attention to safety protocols, patient testimonials that relate back to safety, making sure that what's on your website matches your social media. I think if there was only one key message that you really focused on for this next year, at least for the first half of the year, like you said, it's what you're doing to reinforce safety. And I think when it comes to social, being unique is the opportunity to really boost engagement without dollars. And you see on TV what every hospital out there is talking about in terms of safety. So you don't have to do the same thing that everybody else does. Start thinking outside the box. What kind of fun things can you do? And I think that there's a lot of opportunities on social to reinforce the safety message without going overboard. And so, you know, safety, safety, safety in 2021.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's one of the things that's changing about social for the beginning of the year is just the fact that there's going to be, and there should be, an emphasis on this type of safety content. So the hospital is going the route of, let's have like a slow motion video with some piano in the background and highlight our heroes that are doing it, which is great. That's fantastic. You can go the other way and do things on a much lower budget and just put photos of your teams in masks or together with patients, photos of signage that you have out, cleaning procedures. We have, for a couple clients, we've done like little gifts of people like wiping down exam rooms after appointments and things like that, or like full on videos showcasing what to expect when a patient walks in, because obviously checking in and then checking out, everything is totally different about the experience. So just kind of educating people on what's there. All of that will help you get more engagement and inform the patients of what's about to happen when they come in for their appointment. And that's something that's different than, we would have not mentioned this at the beginning of last year for sure.
Yeah. And I would even go further and say patient testimonials. I mean, we're doing a bunch of patient testimonials now using Zoom. And I think that that's appropriate because, I mean, we're all used to using Zoom at this point, but having patients say, you know, when I went in there, I was worried at first, but then they had all the safety protocols written out. It was explained to me well. I had my surgery. I was tested for COVID before I went in. I felt very comfortable. And being able to do those patient testimonials and using them on social media right now, they really do pay dividends. Corey, I know there's been a bunch of changes with stories, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram. Some people don't even know what stories are. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So one of the big changes has been kind of like the rise of stories. So stories are posts that are only available for like 24 hours, and they allow a unique way to view or interact with them. So if you're on Instagram, these are those little circles that kind of pop up on the top. Facebook has straight up copied that, and that's okay because they're owned by the same people. These originally came from Snapchat. They were sort of like the big proponent of them. Twitter, as of quarter, I believe the beginning of quarter quarter four in 2020 rolled out their version of Stories. So what we're starting to see is that every social platform, even as the social
even
media
LinkedIn, even LinkedIn, is
they have them now too. Yep. And so it's like bite-sized content that goes away. Instagram stories are used by 500 million people a day. They're viewed. And interesting, a third of those views are coming from businesses. So this is a great way for your practice to kind of interact with followers. And I think that the thing that's changing this year is that more people are going to embrace them. And obviously more social platforms are going to put emphasis on them because they know that this is kind of where the eyeballs are going. And this is where people are focused. So there's a bunch of different things that you can do with stories. People want to interact with these stories. They want to watch them. You get some good analytics and some insights from them as well. You can see how many views you have and how long people are actually watching your story. You should definitely incorporate them into your posting mix. It can be anything from new hires to safety protocols, like we were just talking about. You can do the boomerangs or the gifts of people doing things. If you're at a spa, it makes sense to do like product launches and things like that. You can highlight products in the stories and deals and specials if you have them. I mean, there's a ton of different things you can do, and you can really have a lot of fun with them because when you're actually posting these, you do have a lot of editing tools in there.
Yeah. And I will say too, as kind of like an older timer and something that you're to be aware of with your doctors is they're not paying attention to social media until they're paying attention to social. So if your stories are disappearing within 24 hours, have a game plan or at least a communication with them on a regular basis that just because they're not seeing something in their feed, it was in the stories. Because I can't tell you how many times, Corey, that I will go to somebody on the team and say like, why haven't we posted on this account in 3 days? And I will be told we're posting, but we're posting in the story section. And so I think that's important to keep in mind to educate the decision makers and the people that are writing the checks to so that they understand what the strategy is and back it up with some analytics.
Right. And like I said, that's one of the good things is you do get a fair amount of analytics, but definitely you need to pay attention to those and make special note of them. Because when, you know, Dr. Jones goes to look at your Instagram to see what he's paying for, what you've been up to, and it looks like there hasn't been a post in 12 days because you've been focused on stories, you're going to need to back that up with something.
Absolutely. And I hear that a lot. So I think that's a good precautionary is I hear it from the doctors and the practice managers all the time. So another area that we kind of, I feel like we always talk about, but can't reinforce it enough is when you're on social, what is it that you should actually focus on?
People. Always, always focus on people. Photos with faces get 40% more engagement, even if the face has a mask on it. So what that means is don't use stock photos if you can help it, and kind of give a peek behind the curtain at your practice. Those are always a good bet to get really high engagement numbers. Nobody really cares about the building or the back of heads or anything like that. So if you can get sort of like a candid shot with a patient and a provider, those type of things, not only does that reinforce social, like what we were talking about earlier, but we know just from years of data that you're going to get more engagement that way. So lean into that. Tell the stories that make up your practice and focus on that, because I think, especially after the election and everything that we've kind of been through, there's definitely a little bit of like a social fatigue. And that's the change that's happening with these images and these posts. And people, they sort of see through the things that are planned or educational or salesy kind of in nature. And they're on these platforms to take a few seconds and have a little bit of enjoyment as they're scrolling through. So give them something to enjoy.
Hello, Keith Landry here with Insight Marketing Group, talking public relations. To get your doctor a story on the news, you have to hire someone who knows how newsrooms work. Insider Insights win news coverage. Our team spent 26 years working in newsrooms, and we execute effective public relations campaigns. Trust Insight Marketing Group to get your story on the news.
Yeah. And I think that we get it because of the nature of what we do, but you can't expect just the person running the social media to be in charge of all of this stuff that we're supposed to be putting out there to make the practice seem enticing in order to like deliver that enjoyable, I say that in air quotes, enjoyable moment to somebody. And so it takes everybody, because in the marketing team, isn't just one person, it's really the entire practice. And so something that we have found that has been successful, and I think it's going to continue being successful into the new year are to find ways to engage your staff. And one way we've been doing it are kind of planned staff engagement contests so that we can get really good social media content. You know, it helps us build engagement organically when we're doing a staff contest. It's super simple. You pick a time throughout the year or choose a holiday like Halloween or Valentine's Day. We just did one with like for Christmas, like decorate your cubicle, and it had huge traction. And we did decorate your cubicle. This is a practice with 8 locations. They had each of the departments and locations competing against each other's for likes, shares, and comments for a prize. Just lots of really good things that you can do. Corey, didn't we do something recently with a rehab clinic that did pretty well?
Yeah, so they were a little bit bigger. They had more locations. I think they had like 24, 27, something in that realm. So what we basically did was we said, hey, every office is going to have a day for this month. And on your day, your office can submit a photo, a video, like whatever you want to do. We didn't really give them any guardrails. We just said, hey, submit something on your day. And then we would edit and then post accordingly and let the office know that it was posted. And then we measure the amount of likes, views, comments, shares, you know, anything that we could measure. And then the content with the most engagement in like this 24-hour period that was their day, we'd get a prize at the end of the month. So we were able to engage the staff. We gave them something fun to kind of look forward to. And there's some competition going on, friendly team building, a lot of recognition internally and externally from this. And it was win-win. We saw actually for that month, a 600% increase in engagement. So I think if you as listeners were going to change something on your social for this upcoming year, regardless of what the platforms are doing and how the landscape is changing, do this, lean into something like this and make this change and involve your employees and your teams. Because I was so surprised at some of the stuff that we got back from the teams as they were submitting these things. They're so creative. And you could tell that they really took this to heart and put their all into it, and they had a ton of fun. I think the winning post for the rehab clinic was actually like a music video, and they had someone take a popular song and then write a rap about the rehab clinic over the beat and then coordinate like a whole dance. I mean, it was damn impressive. It really was.
Who's got time for all that?
I know.
But it lends itself to like staff wants to be engaged. And right. When they're engaged, it trickles to everything else. And I know it's an aside, but another area that we've been really focused on in this past like year, especially as COVID was rolling out, it's not just like your public facing social media pages, like your Facebook page, but your employee facing social media pages. So because people are dispersed and they're at different locations, or some people are at home, we've been using internal Facebook pages that are private to employees to drive engagement and communicate messages. And you see who wants to participate, which then lends itself to finding who your brand advocates and your ambassadors can be on social media. If they're good on a private page, they're going to be great on a public page. And so I just think there's so much to be said about employee engagement being a real trend in social media.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And some people, you can write all the emails or pop all the memos on their desks and they're just not going to see those things. But if there's a post on Facebook and you know who you are, you're going to interact with that post, or you're going to read it. And it's just another way to kind of disseminate that information and get it in front of who it needs to get in front of. And again, having that internal group allows you to be a little, I don't want to say informal, but a little less formal, and then actually show some personality and have a little bit of fun. And I think that really helps with the culture around the office.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Do you think that video is going to continue to be big in this year, Corey? Or do you think we're going to go back to more static images and things like that?
I think that what the story trend is telling us is that short videos are where it's at. So people have shorter and shorter attention spans. And
TikTok.
Exactly. So like moving images or videos that are incredibly short are going to continue to thrive. Like TikTok is the perfect example. I mean, if it's like 10 seconds or less, then you're doing something right. If it's 30 seconds or more, believe it or not, that may be too long for this content. So it definitely makes sense to have this a part of the strategy. An easy way to do this is that photo that you're going to post, find a way to give it a little bit of motion. That's all it really has to be. It could be a 10-second clip about facts or something like that. Those are great. But really like anything with motion, an easiest way to do that is to use Canva. So free tool. We'll link to it in the show notes and pop your photo in there. And they actually have moving filters that you can put on top of it. They'll loop when you post them. So you put it in Canva, you select your little filter, download it, and then put it into your social platform of choice, just as you were going to do anyway. Now your photo dances a little bit, or it's got a little something that will hopefully get someone to stop scrolling just for a second, maybe double tap for that like, and then they're on their way. So I think that short form video even if it's just something that loops for 2 seconds, is an area that we're going to see a lot more of. A lot more brands are going to embrace this. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I feel like when I'm scrolling through, I mean, obviously I'm a different audience, but I'm looking for something that's going to be thumb stopping. That's, you know, one of my favorite terms of 2020 is thumb stopping content. And it just feels like, especially with healthcare brands, it feels like everything is the exact same. You know, it's like white space. Here's a picture of a patient. Here's a picture of an older couple running on the beach. You know, it's all just the same. Do you have any suggestions for making your stuff stand out?
I know that exact picture that you're talking about. The guy's in a blue shirt.
Yeah. They're holding hands.
Yep. It's the exact same picture everywhere for every subspecialty. So I think when it comes to social, it's okay to be a little bit different and use like these big, bold colors. So it doesn't always have to be a ton of white space and then your accent blue or your accent orange. Flip that around on social and like go like full on into the orange. Because again, using the term that Jen just said, if you want something to be thumb stopping, it actually has to grab someone's attention. And I know I don't have a stat on this, but I know that there's been a huge rise in people going with dark mode on their Apple devices and their Android devices. So they're, what that means basically is like they're looking at Instagram or Facebook with black backgrounds all the time to save a little bit of battery, or they just prefer the way that it looks. So if you use a big bright color, like I was talking about, a big pop of orange against that black background, you're really going to get a lot of contrast. And these big, bold colors, it's going to, again, create that sort of thumb stopping effect where someone's going to stop and go, huh. And that's all it takes. That's the whole point. That's what you're trying to do. So you can be creative with these things. You can use big, bold fonts. You don't have to kind of like stay in the box, like something that you're going to make a, let's say a rack card that's going to go to referring physicians. Obviously, you want that to follow your brand standards, and your post should as well. It's okay if you lean on the inverse color, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I've noticed a lot more people are using the kind of the black background instead of the white, more like an Android phone versus an iPhone. So that's really interesting. So just to kind of recap, so what I'm hearing is focus on safety, at least through the first part of the year. That should be like the main messaging that you're leaning in. Use stories. Don't forget to tell your decision makers that stories aren't going to show up in their feed 6 months from now, but use stories because we know that they work and that's what people are paying attention to. Focus on people in your postings. And when I say people, I don't just mean faces. I also mean the people that are making the magic happen at your practice through staff engagement contests, things of that are going on. Short videos are better than long. We've seen this because of TikTok. Attention spans are shorter than ever. And to create thumb-stopping content, you better use some big, bold colors or something that's going to make you stand out from all the mundane healthcare stuff that is out there. I think that those are very digestible, easy to use tips for kind of freshening up your social media for 2021. Corey, I think these were some great tips. Anything you want to add?
The only thing I would add is when in doubt, follow some brands that are doing a really good job. Follow some big brands and do what they do. You don't just have to look at what the hospitals are doing or what other healthcare agencies or healthcare practices are doing. Think outside the box. Go nuts.
Yeah, go crazy. All right. With that, I'm Jennifer.
I'm Corey.
We'll see you next time on the Dr. Marketing Tips podcast. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the DrMarketingTips.com podcast. If there's anything from today's show you want to learn more about, check out DrMarketingTips.com for our podcast resource center with all the notes, links, and goodies we mentioned during the show. If you're not already a subscriber to our show, please consider pressing the subscribe button on your podcast player so you never miss one of our future episodes. And if you haven't given us a rating or review yet on iTunes, please find a spare minute and help us reach and educate even more of our medical practice peers. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Doctor's Orders.